He joins us each and every Wednesday to talk a little bit of sports with us, but to talk about his site, easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com. And the deal here is if you're looking for tickets, it certainly is the place to go, whether it's sports. And I know many people listening to this show are into politics, but then they like to go to concerts on their off time. And he's got a ton of concert tickets. So whether you're listening to us in the Northeast, in Connecticut or New York, or in the Midwest, in Illinois, Florida, etc., you can definitely partake in Easy Ticket Mike's site just by going there. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better, brother. Couldn't be better. So the Lakers are the NBA champs. Kobe Bryant is the MVP. And, of course, that's not a surprise. Both of us said that.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that. I thought Orlando was going to do pretty well, but they kind of folded there at the end. So they, you know, they just weren't the team that LA was. You know, I kept thinking Cleveland was going to be in the finals with them, and I wasn't really sure who was going to come out with that. But when Cleveland went by the wayside, I knew that LA was going to be the champs this year. You know, like you said, this is the 15th time that they've got their rings.
Yeah, and it was big for Kobe Bryant because this time around, as somebody who's been and still does do the sports talk thing, the entire time I've done sports talk for the past decade on the side, now doing it, it was always about the tandem of Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. And this time around, Kobe Bryant doesn't have Shaquille O'Neal to talk about, so I think he feels pretty good about that.
Yeah, he sure does. He said that this is going to be a memorable time for him, that when he can do it. You know, he had a lot of help with the other Lakers, but he's the one who carried that team the whole year.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, no question about it. On the ice, a different story. On Friday, I was out and I caught the tail end of this game. I had TiVo'd it too, and I was talking to a buddy back east, and he was giving me the play-by-play at the tail end of this. So Detroit doesn't win the cup. Fleury was absolutely amazing in the Nets with like 1 second on the clock, stops a key shot. So 2-1, the Penguins take it, and Detroit didn't get it. So the old guys lose out. The young guns, as our pal on this show, we've got Donovan tonight. We also have Matt Johnson, as Matt Johnson called them, the young guns. The young guns did it for the Penguins.
Yeah, you know, Malkin, he got the Conn Smythe this year, and you know, how old's he, 19 or something?
Oh, yes, it's hot.
And, you know, he was great in the whole playoffs, but, you know, the Penguins, I mean, they looked amazing. I was surprised that they won, but it's hard for a team to, you know, win 1 year and then come back and defend the championship and win it again. I thought Detroit was going to take it, but they weren't able to.
Yeah, no kidding. Baseball, we're in the thick of it. You're a Ranger fan. I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan, and I know a lot of people listening to us are Mets fans, Yankee fans. A lot of Twins fans are listening to us. A lot
no
of
Astro
Oakland A's
fans.
It's what?
No Astro fans.
No. There's so many affiliates in the East and in the West and in the Midwest that it's interesting to see where their loyalties lie. But the Rangers have, I guess, dropped off a little bit off the radar, haven't they?
Yeah, I was talking about the Astros. They played the Astros tonight. They've taken the last two from them. Of course, the Astros are sitting in the basement of the NL Central Division. You know, the Rangers, they won in the bottom of the 10th. They had bases loaded, and somebody came out and hit a single and scored the winning run. And, you know, they look good tonight. But, you know, Boston, you know, they're coming to life right now. They're
looking
good. The Dodgers, they were here in Texas this last weekend and took 2 out of 3 from the Rangers. So the Dodgers, I mean, they look like they're a real team this year.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And even without Manny Ramirez, folks know, even if they're not into sports, that I rail on the whole steroid thing. Manny Ramirez is so worried about his gig, Mike, that he's been hanging around the clubhouse to say, hey, don't worry, I'm coming back eventually, because they're doing it without Manny Ramirez. We're running out of time. Let's talk about concerts, because I know there'd be more people even interested in concerts. Who's coming up? The Jonas Brothers are big.
Yeah, they're coming here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They'll go into the new Cowboy Stadium this Saturday. Britney Spears is going back. She's been on tour this spring, but she's going to go back on tour this fall. She's coming back here. I noticed today that she's scheduled for here in Dallas, Houston, and up at Madison Square Garden. So she's out on tour. Eric Clapton, he's touring right now with Stevie Winwood, but there's a ton of real excellent concerts out there right now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. You have a great rest of the week.
You too, Kate. Talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week. Hey, coming up around the